Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
I gotta move on. See, the streets are calling. If I stay, I'ma fall. But I'd rather
train that I gotta be on.
It feels like I'm in chains and I gotta be free, but the rhythm of the streets keep calling me.
I gotta break out, I got something to prove. You know I got plans and I gotta make more.
You gotta be strong, you gotta let go. Maybe I'll be back, but that's something you never know.
You just gotta let it go. It's a good time to see the light and hit the dough. Now that I know your whole skilo, it was for the C-note. You led me with your deep throat, introducing me to your people, locking me down like Gino. But after my trip with Reno, you seem so nonchalant, quick to put the shot down on the twinkle. You stop hitting Mary Gina.
Gino.
I suspect that the pressures of my records got you guessing about the ego. You probably got your friends looking like it's a peep show.
I know you telling a rebellion is thinking all up in the beehole.
Now you gotta go for she's though. Don't make me have to smack you up in this B.I.S.B. though. It's all about the grind and the grit till I'm rich, till I'm paid. You escalate out of control like a runaway train. Now I gotta maintain my game, stop the strain. Periodically check my path and
I gotta keep my path straight.
I gotta move on. There's another train that I gotta be on.
It feels like I'm in chains and I gotta be free, but the rhythm of the streets keep calling me.
I gotta break out, I got something to prove. You know I got plans and I gotta make more.
You gotta be strong, you gotta let go. Maybe I'll be back, but that's something you never know.
I remember when we first met, all I had to do was whisper in your ears and I got your panties wet. But things started changing once my pocket started leaking. It got to the point that we wasn't even speaking. So I had to move on to the next, not giving up my money for no nails or no sex. So be gone trick, cause I got another place to lay my head at, with a real woman, not a hood rat. And I'm glad I had another on the side wait for me to let you go, because that shit was frustrating. Juggling two women going back and forth from here to there, creeping. I was getting over this, over here sleeping. And you couldn't turn this player to a hubby. You like riding on the top, but you could never be above me. The day has finally come and I gotta move on. I'm going platinum and I'm paid, so I'm gone.
I gotta keep my path straight, I gotta move on. There's another train that I gotta be on. It feels like I'm in chains and I gotta be free, but the rhythm of the streets keep calling me.
I gotta break out, I got something to prove. You know I got plans and I gotta make more.
You gotta be strong, you gotta let go. Maybe I'll be back, but that's something you never know.
I gotta keep my path straight, I gotta move on. There's another train that I gotta be on.
It feels like I'm in chains and I gotta be free, but the rhythm of the streets keep calling me.
I gotta break out, I got something to prove. You know I got plans and I gotta make more.
You gotta be strong, you gotta let go. Maybe I'll be back, but that's
Facebook and Twitter. Keep stacking out cause you will never be a leader. Like I said before, don't let the gray hair fool ya. Sit down in the class and let the OG fool ya. Respect experience, with age comes wisdom. A lot of young niggas be forgetting where they got it from. Some gave up, but we still in the game. All our shit is different, now what's wrong sound the same. Respect experience, with age comes wisdom. A lot of young niggas be forgetting where they got it from. Some gave up, but we still in the game. All our shit is different, now what's wrong sound the same.
Nigga, what happened to lyrical content? You can sell a million copies spitting all that nonsense. Everything sound the same, I'm going insane. That's why the rap game is going up in flames. I don't wanna do Wayne, I don't wanna be him. I don't wanna talk about a yacht or a BM. I don't wanna dance, I'm just trying to troubleshoot. Represent that true west and throw up the W. Try to school these youngsters, but they don't wanna pay attention. Too big for their britches, that's why they don't listen. Anything you done done, we did it. Anything you smoked on, boy, we done hit it. So please show respect for the G's that came before ya. And don't give me upset, cause we can destroy ya. Age ain't nothing but a number, we get busy. Do or die, SI, we're King Strizzy.
Respect experience, with age comes wisdom. A lot of young niggas be forgetting where they got it from. Some gave up, but we still in the game. All our shit is different, now what songs sound the same. Respect experience, with age comes wisdom. A lot of young niggas be forgetting where they got it from. Some gave up, but we still in the game. All our shit is different, now what songs sound the same.
Brand new banger.
King Scratch,
you ain't just jamming
with the West.
To West,
West District, yeah.
West District. That's all, let's do it.
You can't underestimate the power of the truth. Wax on, wax off, times that by two. Nigga, who's making these hits? Not you. When I played one of your songs, all I heard was throwing them tomatoes at your stage. You can read books all day, I'm on a whole different page. The one that says King Scratch is superior, fucking up your mind to wet your body's interior. From LA, 30 miles past Asperia. Don't get scared now, it's about to get eerier. In your area, watch them niggas fall like raindrops. They jumping out the water, watch the fish flop. Can't breathe cause the sharks got them nervous as fuck. Can't swim when they down on their luck. It's a matter of time before you hit the concrete, cause you got whack shit on your rap sheet. You got Capri throw in the towel. Wipe your face first, bring it out to quench your thirst. Outbursts come random, sometimes I spend overtime washing up niggas who did they could run. Can't move the crowd, vocab too simple. Rockin' stadium before you pop your first pebble. And got the nerve to diss niggas from the old school. Should've stayed in class, now teacher call you damn fool. Let's see how long you'll last in the game. 2 years, they won't remember your name. Sell your soul for fame, Illuminati. Not one or two people, it's damn near everybody. Be careful what you say about us. We'll piss on your grave while you turnin' to dust.
Yeah.
I'm a true spitter, I'm on that weed and that liquor. Your bitch running wild, nigga, you better come get her. Sick individual, smooth criminal like Michael. Kicking down your door with the rifle, waving it around like nigga, sit down. Everybody getting tied up, that's how we get down. I'm South Central bound with them heaters and all. These niggas can't ball, shit, they soft as Gasol. Fuck the law, no concern for the handcuffs. And they still shoot niggas with their hands up. No justice, no peace, fuck the police. Bitch, take a knee like you protesting me. Got the recipe, down with squeezy nigga, let me be. Before you feel the weaponry like it's 83. I'm like Kobe, ain't no checking me. keep your head on the swivel if you next to me.
Break bread, you can't get it from me. hold your breath till you blew in the face. Just in case, you forget to stay in your place. One time you used to fuck with the best, and that's me. The old man came rock, nigga watch and see. I say we, not I. I don't want the whole thing, I just want my share of the pie. Fuck to y'all greedy as hell, won't pay for shit, and want a free beat as well. No, it's all over, no, it's a wrap. Yeah, my West Coast not caught up in the trap. Yeah, my shit slapping like a wall. We got shit locked down, strike three, penitentiary wall. For the homies, I'm down for the cause, and that's real. Put your chips on the table, and we could always deal. They say the best things in life for free. Great bread, or you get nothing from me. Nothing. Great bread, or you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, or you can't get it from me. Great, great, great bread, or you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, or you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, or you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, or you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, or you can't get it from me. Great, great, great bread, or you can't get it from me. Who got the power? Who say they the man? Who say that they cool, but they can't keep a fan? Never had a chance, so they never had a hit. Don't know the beat, so they can't tell me shit. One man band, one stop shop. Fish out of water, watch the ass flop. Standing on the top, looking down at you haters. I'm saying goodbye, no see you later. Trying to make breakfast, but don't have the skill. Slow wall effect, rolling fast downhill. Fuck how you feel, your competition is none. Before you got started, you was done. I do this shit to make ends meet. Not to play when I drive up and down the street. Don't let the niggas do your shit for free. Great bread, or you get nothing from me. Great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great, great bread, and you can't get it from me.
There's actually no comparison from what we did to what's going on now. There's no comparison, period. There was no internet. You had to sell units, and people had to buy your units for you to go platinum. Guess what? Platinum's about to be over. Gold is about to be over because of what's going on today. That's the difference between now and then. There's no more platinum, y'all. Just letting y'all know, platinum is over. So if you ever think about going, you never go platinum. That's real spit.
Really?
Because nobody can keep up with the downloads.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can, bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. True S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes being your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what's happening? Right, yay, yay. We up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Another week. It's spring again. Oh, yes, it's spring again. Even though I hate that shit because it's getting ready to get close to summer and it's getting ready to get hot as a bitch. Oh, well, that's what it is. I got my man JoJo on the line. I got two people on the line. And I'm pissed off. Why it seems like every other day my sound effects, they work. They'll work one day, they won't work the next day. They work one day, they won't work the next day. Oh, this is bullshit, man. I gotta get to the bottom of this shit. I want to hear my goddamn clapping and booze and all that old shit. But in any case, what's going on, man? What the deal is, y'all?
Oh, man, a bunch of bullshit for me.
Well, I'm guaranteed you all of us got some of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit, no bullshit. The motherfucker be trying his best to stay in his lane and be cool, but the bullshit shows the curveball all the time.
Yeah, I see somewhere JoJo Baby had a birthday, though, yesterday or today or something like that. So, happy birthday to your baby.
Yeah, it's birthday today. He turning two.
Terrible twos. That was quick.
Right? Like, he just turned what? Shit.
I mean, Chris was looking at it. I was like, that nigga big. I was like, look at this nigga.
Hey, nigga, just wait. The day you're going to be happy is when he turn 18.
Well, I don't know. You know what I mean? I love my baby. I don't know. It's gonna be my baby no matter what.
Yeah, well, my baby, my oldest baby, 34. It's still the same old shit, but at the same time, nigga, when it's 18, nigga, I can do for you if I need to do for you, if I want to do for you. I mean, when he's two, you gotta do for them. I remember my daughter and them. They was like, what you doing for your birthday? I don't know. I'm just going to be hanging out. I say, you know what I'm doing for your birthday? I'm getting ready to have a motherfucking party. How you going to have a birthday party on my birthday? How you going to have a party on my birthday and I ain't invited? Because you 18.
That party. We going to party without you.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah, well, 18, that's party time. Because in reality now, I could do what I want to do for you. I don't have to do something because I got to do it because you're mine.
That part.
That's wrong. Oh, but it's real.
See, I don't know how y'all do it out west, but down south, that used to be pre-COVID. That was our excuse to get together, like all the youngsters, like when everybody started having their kids, they'd be like, my baby, we throwing him a party today. We going to come get y'all for the party. They'd be like, y'all ain't got no kids. They'd be like, yeah, they want me there for when the kids go to sleep.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't got a goddamn COVID shot today.
You got a what?
I got that goddamn COVID shot today.
Oh, man.
I got that Johnson & Johnson because, see, what they starting to do is, like, if you want to go somewhere, you want to jump on the airplane, them motherfuckers, if you ain't got your shit, say that you had a shot, you can't go nowhere.
I seen that bullshit.
And they said that, you know, they getting ready to start, you know, letting motherfuckers do some shows. So I was sitting up there thinking like, I need to take this motherfucker and get this goddamn shot. Is it going to fuck me up? Or it's going to make me feel better about being some goddamn way? So I went up there and I got the little, I got the Johnson & Johnson. It's that one shot. So they don't have to go and get shot twice. Shit wasn't that bad. I feel the same way I felt before I left. You know what I mean? So it didn't do nothing to me.
All I can say is I'm cautious because I got a lot of allergies. And ain't nobody told me nothing about the allergy information. And for whatever reason, maybe because I'm getting older, I don't know, maybe just stress, I'm starting to have problems anyway. So I don't really want to introduce nothing extra, like, into the mix. Because, like, you know, all that working and stuff I used to do, like, I had problems with my feet. And I stepped down on my foot wrong yesterday, and I passed the fuck out up in here.
Oh, Lord.
And I didn't even know it had happened.
Well, you know what they do is they ask you, you know, if you have any kind of allergies, allergic to shit or whatever, because they won't give it to you if it's something that might be. It's a whole lot. You got to do all this whole little question thing before they even give you the shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what they was doing. They asked. They gave me this little sheet I had to fill out, you know, and I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But in your case, you know, you have to make sure that it won't, you know, have a reaction to, you know, all the stuff that you're allergic to. Because I told him, I said, shit, I've been sneezing all goddamn day because I got allergies. But other than that, I'm good. You know?
Yeah, and it's like my allergies are kind of fucked up because I got indoor and outdoor allergies, but I got food allergies too.
Well, I do too. I'm allergic to tomatoes.
Yep.
I'm allergic to tomatoes. My wife allergic to tomatoes. She allergic to seafood.
Shrimp, nigga. Shrimp is so the one. That's the devil right there.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm glad I'm not allergic to no more fucking seafood. Especially shrimp. Yeah. I just had a bomb-ass shrimp burrito.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're fucking that shit up. My wife being that motherfucker. What you got? Oh, I just got me a shrimp. I got me a shrimp burrito. I got me a, you know what I'm saying, a putter boy. What about me? I got you some chicken up in there, you know what I'm saying? But shit, I'm glad, nigga. I can have all that shit to myself. I ain't got a kid.
Woo! Especially that gumbo with the shrimp.
Man. Oh, man. And you know what? She be, when she go down to Victorville and shit, you know, sometimes she bring that shit back. That should be so bad. I like, dude, you don't know what the fuck you missing. You know, I got my homeboy J-Dub. He allergic to, like, citrus, like oranges, and my wife is too. Man, there was one day my nigga, he said, man, that nigga came, that nigga was looking like a leopard in the face. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with you? He said, man, I had to eat that orange, man. I'm on my way to the doctor. But yeah. It's just tomatoes, man. And I don't even know, man. I don't know if you ever grow out of that shit or not.
Nah, well, it depends on the level of your, you know what I mean, reaction, you know what I mean, toleration of, you know what I mean. To some people just have, you know what I mean, that minor reaction, and then some people have that full-fledged, I'm about to fuck you over shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, because, one of my boys, He was allergic to shellfish. Some motherfuckers said one day he was like, fuck it, I'm eating one of these motherfuckers.
And don't do it.
We want to make sure that, because the thing about it, the last time I had a tomato, that shit was clogging up my goddamn breathing. Well, that shit was fucked up. That nigga grabbed that shit before I know it, he threw it in his mouth. And nothing happened. He was like, oh shit, I can eat shrimp. And what's on? He ate another. And he was cool.
I think I'm allergic to pollen seeds, but I still, like, that shit be itching and back in my throat just like pineapple, but I still eat the shit out that motherfucker.
Bruh, all that shit, man. Half the shit we the name. I done ingested probably this week and know that I ain't supposed to have it. But another thing is fucked up. It's like, I be like, man, look, what am I supposed to eat? Like, I be feeling weak and shit. I be like, fuck it. Put a tomato on the burger. Fuck it. Like, leave it on there. They be like, she can't eat tomato. You got to make it over. I be like, give it here.
Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, you know, being allergic to shit as a kid, as you get older, your system changes. I know, you never know unless you try. When my nigga popped in shrimp, he was good. That nigga been eating shrimp ever since. He said, man, just this right there shrimp, that's all I eat now. I'm like, oh, that's what's
up. Oh, no. I ain't about to play around like that.
Nah, well, it ain't for everybody. He's a stupid motherfucker anyway, so.
Well, I was going to say, some people, it's weird how allergies work. I done heard of people being able to eat one thing but can't eat the other. Like, I can eat fish. Like, I can eat fish. They are not the same thing. But I like clams and shit and crawfish and crab legs. I don't, you country motherfuckers, I don't care. I don't want that shit. I don't care how much butter you got. I'm good. It's not worth it because as soon as that shit, like, I done had too many reactions from shellfish. It's to the point where I can actually taste shellfish in my food. Because usually when people say something tastes fishy, most fish don't taste like that. That's a shellfish taste that you have from them mixing the grease together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can pick that taste up, like, real, real quick now. And I'm like, all right, give me some vinegar. Gotta go. Let's go. I'm going
to
get the
Yeah, my nephew allergic to shrimp. This motherfucker still eat that shit. He be like, nigga, just give me some Benadryl, nigga.
See, when I was, it's different. I used to take allergy shots, okay? So I don't know if it made my allergies worse or if it actually helped me out. Because it's some shit that I know I'm allergic to that I could get down, just not every day. Like, I can eat tomato. I got pineapple sherbet that I be in there eating and stuff. You know, you just can't eat it every day. You can't eat a lot of it. But shellfish, I can't eat that. Like, I can't, like, if you scoop up chicken fried rice and you take that spoon and you stick it back over in my regular rice in the, you take shrimp fried rice and you put it in the chicken fried rice, you switch the spoons out like that, I'm going to get sick.
Oh, no. That might just be psychological.
No, this is highs, nigga. Like, this is throwing up.
Okay, well, if at that point in time, take some Benadryl and you be all right.
God.
Shit. I'm good. Anything
you know,
that make you react like that, you shouldn't have it. But certain shit, you can get down. Like, you feel me? Like, your partner I'm sure he's not as allergic to it as I am, so he can eat a lot more of it before he actually gets sick. And I used to be like that when I had the medicine just flowing through my veins. But
yeah,
it's not the same thing.
He'll eat about 4 shrimps, 5 shrimps. Then
his eyes start puffing up and shit.
And you know what I mean? He start puffing up and shit. And he's talking about my throat. And I'm like, yeah, nigga, but I told you don't touch it.
Yeah.
Bro, the allergy shots, they had me thinking that I had outgrew all my allergies. And then I turned 14, and I almost died like 2 or 3 times all the way up to I was like 23 because of shrimp. And the last time, it wasn't my fault. It was because of them not cleaning the grease the right way. It was because I had a fish plate. So after the fish plate, that's why I got to be the way that I am now. The last 10 or 12 years, I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm good. I'm going to keep on eating these tomatoes and this ketchup, you know what I'm saying? I got this Benadryl in my pocket with that shrimp. I'm good on that.
Well, see, that's what, like, if it's a raw-ass tomato, it's going to fuck me up. So if I went and got a hamburger and I just bit the motherfucking hamburger, as soon as the motherfucking tomato hit my mouth, I know it's tomato. But, you know, I check every goddamn thing I eat now, you know what I mean? But when it comes down to, like, you know, like the motherfucker got the fucking, the sauce and shit with the chip,
mm-hmm.
I can eat that shit. I can eat that
because
shit,
it got vinegar in it.
But see, the regular just straight tomato will fuck me up. If it's a cooked tomato, it's a spaghetti or however it goes, that shit is straight. But
it depends on the time of year for me with the tomato. For me, a tomato is like how a shrimp is for everybody else. Like when it get hot in a little bit, all the way up until like early late spring, I'ma chill. Like I'm not even gonna fuck with ketchup in the next couple of months.
But
I just don't want the drama.
Ketchup is processed. You know what I'm saying?
It be old though.
Yeah, well, I mean it's processed, so it's a little different because I've been fucking ketchup up all my life. I just can't fuck with regular raw tomato.
I'm telling you, Hunt's, I think it's Hunt's, and it's another one. In the summertime, that shit makes me break out. And I sat up there and I thought today, and I was like, what have I ate that I was allergic to? What would give me hives? And I went through everything that I ate and was like looking at labels. And I just looked over at that. I was like, fucking ketchup? I was like, ketchup? Because that was like the only thing that was left around. And it happened a couple more times too. So I was like, my allergies, they kind of wild like that. Like, I could drink orange. I could drink like a cup of orange juice, but I can't eat an orange. Because it's processed, like you said.
Yeah, it's a couple of things I enjoy because I could fuck around and eat some seafood and just fuck that up. I could fuck around. I got so much orange juice in the motherfucking house, it's crazy. She be like, oh, I got you some orange juice. She got me about 10 bottles of orange juice. I'm like, okay, good. But she can't drink.
Yeah, see, and it be on sale, too.
Fuck. Woo! I drank that. I need to go in the house and get me a motherfucking beer. But yeah, that's what it is. Just like, I don't know. Everybody got a different reaction to, you know, whatever kind of allergies and stuff they got. I see you, Mr. Everywhere. I'm going to get you in a minute. I'm going to get a beer real fast, man. He just chimed in. I can see his name. His number just popped up. Hold on.
No, I heard a call about connecting the two of them, but I hadn't been feeling well. So I hadn't even, I really hadn't got around to anything that was important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you what I meant to tell y'all on Wednesday. I was waiting on Scotty to call, but he on his way out here right now, so. Well, he on his way to Cali, so. I'll tell y'all what it is, Tolo. Got my beer. Sit me eyes down. Mr. Edward, what's happening, man?
Oh, what's going on with you, man? I just been tied up on music business calls all day. Got some good news. Snoop Dogg's gonna do a project. I just hollered at my lady from Sony Records. He's gonna do a project, a compilation album. He's looking for artists, so he said she'll let me know all the details Monday. She was on the phone with him earlier before I talked with her. So that's looking promising. I just been tired out, man. Everybody been calling me, talking about manage them and this and that, this and that. I've been tired, man, all day long since this morning. I've been on music business calls. So how's it going, Sweet Pea? And who's all online tonight?
Me, you, Sweet Pea, and JoJo.
Okay,
how
okay.
Good. How you doing?
You got it. What's going on, JoJo?
Yeah, man, chilling, you know.
I smell some of that Cali through the phone, man. I didn't know they got a scratch and sniff app. I smell that Cali through the phone, man. Put it in the air one more time.
Hey, that shit'll be nice, though, to have a phone that you, like, are smoking weed and have a little thin of weed come out your phone. Like,
hell yeah, I'm working on that right now.
Nigga, that ain't gonna do nothing for nobody, nigga. Send your pigeon, nigga. Send your drone, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Send the drone. Let them drop off a little package.
Hell yeah.
I wonder if you
say what?
You need one of them motherfuckers like, you'll need a military drone, nigga, because that shit's a long distance.
Oh yeah, well see, you gotta send that shit like on Tuesday, so it'll be here by Friday. And then I put it in a box and send it back to you by mail.
Yeah, they need that out here. They getting good now. They getting some good out here. This is their second year in motion, so they finally get some good, like some 29%. They first they had like 16, 17. They best with like 24. So now they getting 29%. So that's what I told them. I'm like, shit, man. But I told them they need to get some of that monster cookies or something, man. I bought some stuff, man. It had more seeds than Reggie. I was like, God damn, man, really?
Because you fucking with the wrong motherfucker.
Well, they said the tornado hit and knocked their damn power out and stuff like that. So they was just trying to salvage it. And I was like, man, y'all, no, man, this ain't it, man. It's like Reggie
Cook, what happened was when they gave you that shit with all them seeds in it, they gave you a male plant.
Yeah, yep. They told me because both the dispensaries had the same product. So I was like, God damn, man. And I was like, did y'all get it? Like, hell yeah, we got it too. So that's why we letting it go for like $6 a gram because it ain't no good. I'm like, yeah,
damn.
I know.
They male plants. You know, when you smoke weed, all the good weed is female plants. Male plants, those the balls. Those the balls falling off.
Yeah, they got it right. Like I said, because we had a tornado that hit up where they was at. So it said it knocked their power and everything out. So they said they just salvaged what they had and went for what they know and pushed it off on the dispensary. But I was like, no, man, that ain't even it. That shit was fluffy and that shit was like some goddamn Reggie, man. I was like, God damn, man, all these damn seeds. And that's all my man. I didn't feel bad when the other one had ordered from the same company. But now, you know, it's pretty cool now. This is their second year, so they finally getting under control.
Yeah, because the motherfuckers, what happens is, the motherfuckers, if you get the motherfuckers cross-pollinated, it's easy to make one into another one, you know what I'm saying? You got a female
the
plant.
Is, you supposed to kill all the male plants unless you're trying to reap your strength.
Yep. One male plant will pregnate 150 female plants if it's going downwind from where it's at.
It's called cross-pollination.
Mm-hmm.
That cross-pollination, that fuck up all your girl plants, the ones that you sell, so they all turn into dudes.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? They go from you making money to making nothing.
Yeah.
Unless you're selling the seeds.
Yeah, that man, part. I said they need to get monster cookies out this way. That's my best flavor, that monster cookies, man.
Yeah. Well, look, check this out. This is what's getting ready to go down, man. Next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, we gonna have a screening of the How the West is Won. You know, so I'm gonna make sure I get everybody information because I think you have to go and do this little registration thing. You know, and I could bring up to like I could bring 10 people. You know what I mean? I could put 10 people on it, and just basically we got the panel pretty much together, and you know, you guys will be able to chime in and. You know, and all that stuff. So I guess it's gonna be a video type of deal. So
okay.
That's gonna be on Saturday. That's 4:00 our time. So you know, it's about
six,
this time. 6:00. Yeah, something like that.
You said
it'll be 7:00 Eastern time, Midwest, it'll be 6:00.
Yeah, motherfuckers don't have their goddamn timing together. That's on them, goddamn it. It's going to be 4:00 West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time. 2 hours in Texas, 3 hours on the East Coast. Oh, yeah.
Well,
you said this tomorrow?
No, next Saturday on the 10th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm
coming up. Oh, excuse me, go ahead. I was going to say, y'all coming up on
504
today down there in Houston.
Oh,
who's that?
504 day. They're going to have 504 New Orleans Day down in Houston, May. They got a big old concert and everything going on down there. It's all 504 day.
What's up, Scratch? Oh. Is Sweet Pea on there, Mr. Airwell? Everybody,
so what's going on, AC?
What up, man?
Johnny come lately.
Hey.
Yeah.
Johnny here.
Yes, sir.
That's all they got.
But yeah, he went on late. He's trying to put on a 4-piece suit for a radio interview.
Right.
Nah.
The nigga like, let me go comb my hair real fast.
Shit, which one? I ain't got but two of them.
Hey, shit, yeah. Nigga, I'm a Stewie Griffin too, so don't trip.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man, we gonna do that on Saturday, which is the 10th. You know, so what I'm gonna do is, like I say, I think I got about 10 spots, so you know, y'all are on. That's 5 y'all already, and I'm probably gonna put a couple of more. And I'm going to think about something like next week to where the listeners could actually win the other spots. You know what I mean? So I'm going to put something out there to where, you know, we can make it like that. You know, I know way more about it when Scotty get out here. He ought to be out. Well, he'll be in California tonight, you know, because we got some interviews and stuff we got to do. So. You know, they might even call in tonight because if he get a layover or some shit like that, you know what I mean? He might call in tonight, but we're going to find out more. And, yeah, if you guys listening online, man, give us a call, you know what I'm saying, 323-642-1597. We're at the top of the hour. And, you know, what I'm going to try to do, man, is – we tried to do it. We did it before, but I'm gonna see if I can get in touch with my boy Dion up at the station and see if we can creep in on this shit tonight again. I'm gonna try to do it early because last time I tried to do it, it was too late in the show. You know what I mean? It was a little late in the show, so I couldn't do it. So I know right now we got, it's an hour and 40 minutes left. We at the top of the hour. We're going to play a couple of songs, and I'm going to see if I can make this happen, and we could jump up on this shit and interrupt this program. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, give us a call, man. Fry, yay, yay, True West Radio. Let's get it in. A couple of songs, and we back.
Hey, she can do that. She did it. Yep.
Wait a minute. I truthfully admit it. Never thought I'd see the time of my life when I'm committed. Big feet ball to the game, I run the city. Bad women calls my name like a prison. I ain't got time for the hate, I move quick. Money bag locked deep in the safe, I drop bricks. Make a woman buck when being, I'm never average. Then she go telling her friends cause I'm a savage. Big feet falling in love, and I'll be happy. Now I'm talking family and marriage for 30 carats. Nothing like finding a woman that you can cherish. Sexy mama truly deserved to live black. Black queen truly amazed, what can I say? Now you catch me boarding the plane with upgrades. 400 grand when we land in France. She gon' shop till she drop when I'm waving that fan.
It made me feel like chop 100 grand a month on your fashion. It made me feel like giving you the access code to my mansion.
Just wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a bugaboo. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother died from last, you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. St. Louis boots with the Moai purse. Classy and forever, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a bowl of grit, setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that the decision was unanimous.
It made me feel like top 100 grand a month on your fashion.
I hate to make this like sad story, but it's real. Because this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal sense. I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school. Instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's bad. Bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop that.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts, so watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. And why not see some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival? Get the hold of a rifle and he vows to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find a cup of surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ended up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over.
some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's the pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need to drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I'll make it in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, it got me like, damn.
Don't you out there thinking y'all really like, you know, tearing shit up. You really ain't, bro. You only sending the police to the block faster. Soon the niggas gonna be coming with the army tanks and shit, just mowing niggas down. Fuck half you motherfuckers can't shoot nowhere. Keep the motherfucking gun down, nigga. Let's take it from the shoulder. If you a real motherfucking soldier.
Be the guns and the knives and
entertainment, mm-hmm. The West District.
Scotty D. Spencer. What's that?
King Scratch, have love.
Zone 24 TV.
Fuck all y'all haters.
Confederate Real Soldier, what's happening?
Well,
get on and get shit on.
Well,
yeah.
Well, check this out. I know it's some haters out there.
You know it's
so this right here, this one's for you.
Yeah, let me hit on right here.
Niggas say they hate it all, but they ain't got nothing to be hated on.
I smell bullshit when you spray it off.
Common sense zero. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Don't take your meds, so you gotta say something. Don't get mad at me because your shit ain't working right. Won't you loosen up a little because your shit ain't even tight. Acting like a kid, always looking for some sympathy. If you ask me, is something going on mentally? Take your shot, I got the rebound. You missing them all. Wrong bridges don't have far to fall. I tried to help you, but you didn't wanna hear what I said. Hungry niggas ain't tryna get fed. Subliminal messages, we see right through them. In a matter of fact, you not the only one that do it. Monkey see, monkey do, birds of a feather. Try to run up and y'all can fall down together. Monkey see, monkey do,
you can't see me, I see you.
You hear me, I don't hear you. Monkey do,
you can't see me,
I see you.
You hear me, I don't hear you.
I'm the West, I keep it true.
Monkey see,
monkey do,
you can't see me,
I see you.
You hear me, I don't hear you.
I'm the West, I keep it true.
Monkey see,
monkey do,
you can't see me,
I see you.
You hear me, I don't hear you.
I'm the West, I keep it true.
This your boy All City, tapping in with my day uno, the original, King Scratch, True West Entertainment, True West Radio, nigga, my nigga DJ Have Love, it's Friday night, feel me, 8 to 10 p.m., 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. Feel me? True West Radio. True West Radio.
I had to pop that old joint in there. That's my nigga for All City. We go all the way back, man. Man, that's my dog, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to throw that in there, man. Hopefully he listens. Anybody out there that's listening, man, give us a shout. 323-642-1597. We got Mr. Everywhere in the building. We got Sweet Peasy in the building. And is that Isaac? Yo.
That's what I'm talking, brother. How are you?
I'm gravy.
That's great.
How about
that's great. Film? Isaac in the building.
Okay. Isaac is in the building.
I said, huh? Isaac Justin in the building from Miami, bro.
Mm-hmm. We got you.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be here, bro. I'm happy to be here. I'm solo today. I'm very happy and to be here. I love your show. We love your show. And the work that you're doing is epic. You know what I'm saying? You keep it real. You're a real brother that's helping the community spread the message, positive thinking, and you know, we just be happy that, you know, part of the process. But maybe I can just introduce myself. Is that okay?
You introduce yourself every time you come on here. I think we heard it. Because if you're going to give us a 10-minute sermon, we ain't going to go through that. You can tell them what you do about their music, but that's about it. You ain't got to give us all of your history. Because if I give my history, the show will end.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Isaac Jasmine. Real briefly, you can just go Google ISAACJAZZIN. Long story short, I grew up in three continents, Africa, Europe, and, you know, East Coast, West Coast, and the height of my career lastly was when I started working with George Lucas. Everyone knows George Lucas of Star Wars. It's a successful franchise, and I was working on a top secret project called Blackbird Technology, where we changed the analog revolution or analog to flat screen TV. You know, I wrote the helping write the patent or the software, the scientific software, and it passed it to Congress, and that was it. I found Jasmine World Global, and we do what we do. We do a lot of things, including negotiations. So follow me lastly at IsaacJasmine.com.
I'm telling you, hey, look, I'm behind on some shit. I need to borrow $1,000 if you fuck with George Lucas.
Okay. IsaacJasmine. Very simple. So thank you.
I'm trying to borrow some money. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah, hit me up when you're finished, bro. Yeah, sure, hit me up. Hit me up.
I'm trying to borrow some dollars. I'm choking the game, so you know what I'm saying? I'm asking everybody to donate to the King Scratch Fund.
Nice. That's I gotta run, but call me up to the show, bro. We catch up. Thanks, everybody. All right, that was Isaac Jasmine. All right.
Yeah.
Bye. I bless you all in Jesus' name.
Yo, motherfucking ass out
of here. Well, you know what's funny about that? My grandmother used to say, that's how you get rid of niggas.
Ask them for some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
That's the only thing I could think of with my grandma. He's like, all right, bye-bye.
Call me after the show. I'm short right now. Can I borrow some money? That shit died down real fast.
Hey, you used to work there where you
huh? What'd you say?
I used to work there where you
my headphone.
Yeah, they changed the dynamics on that.
All right, everywhere, what'd you say?
I said you used to be able to ask for money and get them to run off, but nowadays, hell, shoot. They waiting until the crowd to die down so they can ask you for money.
Call that nigga after the show, man. Call that nigga after the show. Fuck that. Call that nigga after the show.
Oh, you ain't saying that sweet to a can of oil, nigga. You know what I mean? But it's going to be a bunch of bullshit anyway, so I might not. Because, you know, I'm trying to keep my anger down to like a cool little minimum. And, you know, talking to certain people would bring my anger up. And I'm trying to keep that shit down. My mama even told me, she was like, you know you're getting older, so you can't just be riding on motherfuckers like you always do. I'm going, yeah, you right. And my wife been telling me that. She's like, boy, you gonna give yourself a heart attack.
Yeah,
we gotta start thinking about blood pressure.
I'm just trying to deride a little bit, you know what I'm saying? When you talk to dummies, it's hard for you, especially when they don't understand. You trying to explain something to a dummy and they don't understand, that shit make me hot. That shit get me so fucking mad. Because what I'm saying is real and what you saying ain't real. But for some reason you got that shit in your head that what you saying is true. Oh no, I can't do it.
Well, at this point, I'm almost ready to move to the desert.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
I know, because it's so ghetto over here. And y'all know I'm from the hood. The hood don't bother me, but I'm like, this ain't ghetto. Like, y'all just dumb. These people is just dumb. They dumping coolers outside the front doors and doing this and that. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm not trying to hear all of this.
Well, I know it's cool around here. It's just, you know, it's good because, see, you know what, it's hard for me to live in the apartment.
Bruh.
I can't do it.
Shit. I'm tired of this
I can't do it. Now, see, it's a whole lot different. Like, it's something that you gotta do. And it's gonna be temporary. I can't live in an apartment no more because my patience and me being hot headed sometimes, I can't deal with it.
You know, I understand.
I lived in an apartment and the motherfucker was complaining about my music, but your badass kids upstairs is jumping around when I'm trying to do vocals. But that ain't their problem.
Why would they put kids on top of a single person anyway? That'd be the shit I'm talking about with apartments, but I got a family of people up under me. I ain't tripping because they in a one bedroom, you know. That's the type of year everybody had. Got to do what you got to do. But it's the fact that whoever they put up under me, I can always hear every single thing that's going on down there.
Yeah,
they always take the loudest motherfucker who come apply for an apartment and stick them up under me.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's the thing. That's why I can't, unless it was just actually mandatory, I can't live in no apartment. I can't do it. I've been housing too long, you know what I'm saying? I can't do that shit. That shit is the worst because I don't know how I'm going to deal with this other cat or these other people's, how they think about shit, how they go by doing their shit. And if their attitude is fucked up, it's going to make mine even two times worse.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's different. Like when you in a house, you know, you got neighbors and you got some space support and all that stuff like that. But I just knew that most of the time when we lived in an apartment, I did get along with the neighbors. I let them know, you know, I'm a producer, so you gonna hear some noise. But then we had some assholes. Always an asshole somewhere. You know,
always that one, and it's always the neighbor don't even
take
cold
tea. Yeah, motherfucker, you stay way over there. What the fuck you worried about? What's going on over here for?
I hate them motherfuckers.
I told you they was out there dumping coolers outside the doors. They was arguing about trash cans and all kind of shit. Shit is ridiculous. I was like, I ain't even no snitch, and y'all niggas make me want to call the motherfucking office.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just in the goddamn way. Like, move. Get the fuck on. You'll argue over there, but don't think y'all supposed to be, you here, he here, and the other, and then y'all yelling back and fuck, man. Get the fuck on. This how niggas get shot.
See, that make motherfuckers go posty. That's what makes motherfuckers be sitting up there. I mean, it's hard. You know, if you got, I mean, like I said, I did get along with most of my neighbors, but it was always one or two that got me problems. Every time I lived in an apartment, because I always had equipment. Shit, I always did track, so I was always in there, you know, DJing, scratching, and all that shit like that.
But when you get into the house life and you say, this feels so good. Hell, my wife will be thinking more about me playing music loud than a neighbor. And I look out the window because I only got one neighbor that's right next to me. I see her call, I'm turning my shit the fuck up. Because it's only her over here. Get my other neighbor. They gotta go all the way across the driveway, all the way down, and then them motherfuckers make more noise than me. So, man, but I don't know, man. I like a sleepy dog.
I know I'm not gonna miss it when I go back to where I came from, away from here.
I know one thing is. Every apartment I stayed in, nigga, it was like this. We gonna stay in this motherfucker and be peaceful, or somebody gonna move. It's not gonna be me.
You better know it. Yeah, well.
For me,
you know,
it's just that the couples around us, we can always tell when everybody else break up or whatever the case may be. Like, it's known. The whole apartment knows y'all breaking up.
Yeah, because shit, most of the time them goddamn apartment walls be paper thin. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker punch a hole, that should be in the other apartment.
Look, the people up under us, they like to stack they trash up by the goddamn stairwells and shit. So if something catch on fire, we gonna be blocked in or either have to run around the back way. And every time I come down, that shit stacked up. I keep that shit all down, back down in front of they door and shit. Like, y'all gonna be fucked up. Y'all ain't trapping me in this bitch.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
You throw that shit down there on the ground, take it to the trash can, or I'm gonna keep kicking it back down in front of your door. Like, what kind of dumbass motherfucker would sit trash in front of the stairs? To keep people, and you know people live on the third floor.
Well, that fucked me up anyway, living on the third floor, because if I ever got to move, it's a whole lot of shit I got to take down them stairs. It's a whole lot of shit you got to take up the stairs.
See, we ain't do that. We can't, like, I got a lot of shit that's foldable now. The only thing that probably would have to stay, well, I mean, wouldn't be foldable. It's probably like the dresses or something, and somebody else could have them. I was smart enough to wait to be like, I'm going to get some furniture, but I ain't going to get no real furniture up here because I'm not packing it back down. Now, I do have a lot of plants.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of plants, but you can eat them. Shit.
Ha!
You eat them and start over.
Oh, let me see something real fast. Alright, hold on. Let me see. I can't call that motherfucker on his phone because I don't know how. 7, 6, 8, 5. I'm going to see if I can get. See if I can, we can get on with Deion because I damn sure didn't call him. I don't know what time this damn show started anyway. Oh, I'm calling on the other line.
I thought it started like an hour after or something.
I think it started an hour after. I think he started 8. Deion, what's up, brother? Strandy, where you at?
Where's everybody at?
Oh. I'm doing True West Radio. I was calling to see what time you going on so we can interrupt your program for a minute. Okay, yeah, because our show was going to be over at 8. But damn. So, hey, what would you with the... Oh, shoot. Can you call the radio station? You remember the number? You ready? 323-642-1597. Press 1 to talk. All right, brother. Yeah, yeah. See, it's messed up because he ain't even... This show don't start till 8 o'clock. Shit. But he about to call in and fuck with it for a minute. I forgot this show. Well, we could probably still call up here as long as we do the after hours, you know what I mean? The after hours stay on, we can still call them and fuck with them a little bit.
We can just stay on.
Yeah, just can't hang up. There you go. Dion! What's up, baby boy?
What's up, Terry? What's up, T-Rex family?
We was trying to catch you while you was on the show. I forgot that your show started 8, right?
Yeah, the show was going at 7, so we started at 7, 7 to 10, 7 to 10. I got a little artist that's going to be coming in, man, a little High Desert artist. His name is DJ Dollars, little 16-year-old, man. So him and his family about to come in here. We're about to see what it do, man. I'm excited tonight.
That's what's up, man. Every time you say you coming over after the show. I mean, if I was sitting up here.
Well, today I won't for sure. Ain't no wheels. Ain't no thrills. I'm still waiting for Have Yourself. When y'all going to come on the show, man, and chop it out with your boy?
Man, you know, man.
Oh.
Huh?
I wish you would invite him out here. There's a couple of events that's going to be coming up soon, man. I need to be a part of this, man.
God, well, let me know. Shit. I got my COVID shot today, so I'm going everywhere. Fuck it.
You about to be hurt for a minute. Wait till the second one kick in.
No, I got to Johnson. It's just that one. I ain't got to go back. Cause they wasn't going to give me no second one. Fuck that.
What will make you want to go get the shot, man? Why would you go get the shot? Just curious.
Because, look, I might have to handle some business out of town, and what they're getting ready to do is make you, if you don't have that damn shot, that means that you're not going to be able to get on the plane.
Uh-huh.
They get ready to start having some shows that I missed last year. And if you don't have the shot, you can't do the show.
If that's what they're saying, then.
Hey, that's what they're talking about. I'm good, though.
What's my life?
Look.
I enjoy my life.
I'm an old cat. And my whole thing is, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Why are my OGs saying that, man? It ain't because y'all old. It's a choice. You ain't got to go with the masses. Forget that.
Well, I made my choice. I'm good.
You are RadioTrueWest.com, but I promise you, there's something on the dark net that has something on net as well. So sides to the coin.
You know what? I will tell you something, D.
Yes, sir.
There is so many different conspiracy theories about everything. Because when I told my son today, your favorite rapper,
yes, right.
Ill the Great. When I told him that today, he said, damn, Dad, you said you wasn't going to do it. But the whole thing about it is I've been confined too goddamn long. And if I got to show that fucking paper, But I tell y'all what, for $59.95, I'll make y'all a fake one if y'all need to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? That's what I'm talking about. Now we talking the dark web shit. Now we talking.
Now, it ain't dark. It ain't too dark. It ain't too dark. Everybody on True West Radio hear that shit.
Start me, Heb, and your whole squad up. I don't think we about to get them. But if they do, that's fine. But no, I understand what you mean by that, though, King. On some real shit I do, man. We've been knowing each other for years, and I get it. I get it. It's a personal choice. And, you know, it's funny that you say that, because the younger generation, even the generation younger than me, my daughters and their friends, they're not for that right now. But then, you know, you have the ones that are mine that are, you know, they're on the fence, and then you have the 20-year-olds that are like, yeah, that's, you know, that's good. That's the future. That's what's going to happen. So you're right. Everybody has their own take on it right now. Bro.
Have you ever got a flu shot?
I wouldn't say no issues that I have, King. I would just tell you that I have a concern of history. History is no mystery. We all know that. Of how fast they rolled out this vaccine, but we don't have nothing for cancer and other diseases out here. So that is my only concern that I have. It's not even so much it would be. You know, when you go to the website and things like that, too, and you go to the CDC and the Moderna website, things like that, and you actually read the information, it's just crazy sometimes. You know, it's like they're telling you sometimes in your face that it's not, but they want you to have the shot because, you know, the Bill Gates Foundation is already funding that, and he's already talking that normal quote not going to be until the end of 2022, I believe. So,
right.
Because he wants, like you said, everybody's going to probably need to get vaccinated, or you're going to be asked out.
Well, you know what? I never had a flu shot before.
Me?
You know,
can we cut?
I'm
just waiting.
Yeah, you can say whatever. You can say what the fuck you want to on True West Radio.
I didn't know if we was on the show or not, because I was, you know me.
Nah. D.I. called him before his show. Because look.
I don't got y'all close to the mic, man. I'm taking this little 10-minute right here and chopping it up, man.
Oh, shit. You are on already, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to say I took this little 10-minute to talk with you, man, to let you know, but I'm happy that you made that choice, King. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like I said, people have been calling in. They 50-50, man. I got my other buddy, Armando's Plumbing, some of my business partners. And I understand that, you know, because they're kind of driving the business and all that great stuff. But, you know, like I said, just personally, you know, give me a cure for the A shot. Sign me up for that first. You know, so
yeah, once again, what you say cancer is one thing about it. I can't cough on, if I had cancer, I can't cough on you and give it to you.
Well, yeah, because the S-spikes and things like that, and you're absolutely right. So that's the whole thing about, isn't this a virus too, right?
Well, I mean, no, this is a virus. That's a motherfucking disease. That's something that, you know, that's something that either, I just got, one of my boys, he just got his cancer treatment, and he cancer-free. I know a few people that had cancer, and they're cancer-free as of right now. So you can't, you know, cough on somebody and get cancer, but you could cough on a motherfucker and get COVID.
But that's like,
well, you know what?
You can catch my cough, though, if I cough on you, though. If I'm next to you and I cough on you, and, you know, you're going to catch my cough.
But if you got cancer, you can't give it to me. That's
not me. I hear what you're saying.
My whole thing is, I did it.
The streets in with the rats and those who are, aka, I guess we're going to be called the less fortunate. Fuck it. I'll be with them.
Nah,
it's
just
the rollout for me. Like you said, it's the rollout for me. They did a little bit too much. That was a little too quick.
Yeah, it's just, but it is, though. It's history is no mystery. Do it. Like, I done my homework. I'm not going to speak on something I'm not, but it's just, fuck it. I don't know. It is what it is. I'll probably be under
it's called give 10 people a shot,
and one died. Population control. But see, the thing about it is, it's just like I was telling my son and a whole lot of other people. It's so many different conspiracy theories. They're like, it's 5G phones. 5G phones is giving you corona. You know, if you eat the wrong chicken, it's giving you corona. If you do this and do that, it's giving you corona. Those are all conspiracy theories.
Well, shit, I mean, if you go outside and breathe the air, you're going to get corona.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. But, like, what you're saying by that is crazy to me, because what happened to the common cold, the common flu? That's all I'm saying. Like, what happened to that? You're going to...
To be honest with you, I think that's what the fuck the coronavirus is. It's a fucking flu, and they just blew it out of proportion.
All right. Well, I don't care, because I'm good. I feel good, nigga. Shit, I put it on my damn Facebook. I said I took the shot and ran around the block.
Man, and I pray for everybody. I'll speak to you guys. I pray for everybody and you know, everybody's safety. It's just your own personal preference. I just want you to be safe, man. And
I'm gonna pray that y'all just don't, because
this is pandemic. Damn it,
Deion. This is my theory. If everybody got the shot, and I don't have corona, why should I take the shot? Everybody else got it. Yeah. You
because
know.
Like you said, though, it's going to be a way for them to control to where that I can get on the plane. Or honestly, it's a little bit deeper than that, King. It's like you said, it's going to be if you're able to get a job. That's going to be the working because of the law that they have for the, you know, it's just an law, but yeah, it just don't get crazy. That's all I can say.
My job is just sliding around in this chair every day. That's all. I'm going to get ready to break my back. Fuck that.
My man King having the whole staff out there. Tune in to the breakout show. Let's go,
Ace G. Hold on. I got enough energy to do that type of radio.
Boy, that nigga D.I.B. so turned up, boy. I love it. I love it. Boy, every time you go to the radio station, he be cool. You know, what up the breakout show? I'll be like, damn. See you there. Oh, you must be getting this.
I appreciate it. What's up, Hev, man? I still need you to come to California, brother.
Hev ain't even here. Hev ain't on. Not tonight.
Sorry, Hev was on. Sorry.
Nah, it's just my boy, Mr. Everywhere, JoJo Loco. Okay. And the homegirl, Sweet Pea, is just us right now.
She's always on, Miss Sweet Pea. I know she's always on. That is, man. And like I said, on the radio, I talk about it, but it's a topic where, you know, like I said, it's a teach your own on that. Everybody's going to have their opinion on it. It's just, you know, I just keep it light. I don't want people to get all rubber. Oh, well, I got it. You didn't get it. It's going to come to that in the future. But now, we chilling.
It ain't going to come back. It ain't going to come back for me. I mean, I'm just saying. I got it. I ain't going to say, oh, y'all fucking up if y'all don't get it.
So I'm going to have to treat you like the Terminator, huh? I'm going to have to be the John Connors then, huh?
It's almost like when people used to smoke weed, and they don't smoke no more, then they try to tell you what's wrong. You smoking weed? Hey, man. He used to smoke weed, nigga, like a year ago. Why you gonna tell me? How you gonna tell me? You know about smoking weed. You know what I mean? You used to drink. And now you say, oh, man, you know drinking is gonna fuck your liver up. Motherfucker, you were drinking fifth last year.
You're right with me, you feel me? Hey, hey, King, let me get back. I got a couple of like
yeah,
I
go
said,
on
I
and
got
do your
artists coming
go
in.
And do your thing, man. And I'm gonna call you back in a little bit though before your show off.
Around 9 o'clock, so give me an hour. Hit me back in about the 9 o'clock hour. That'd be great. All
right, that's what I do.
All right, bye, you guys.
Good to have you all, man.
Bye.
At the duck, I see you, baby. Yeah, that's my boy there. Ooh. Shit.
Man, did y'all see that with that Capitol riot? That man with the Capitol today, that's crazy, man.
Oh, man, killed the officer or something. I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know how the officer still let people get that close, man. They ought to have automatic weapons.
Well, he said, they said it was a car wreck. He ran into that car.
He had automatic weapons. He would have been getting out on the ground, laying down until the ambulance got there.
Oh, well, they wet
him.
They wet him, but it was too late.
He killed one of them.
He dead, too, eh?
Yeah, he dead.
I think the suspect is dead.
Yeah, he dead now.
But I know he killed the officer, and the other one had to go to the hospital, so. But
ran him over. He ain't getting that close to me. I'm going to let off.
Yeah, no, he ain't definitely not.
I need a new radiator if you don't need a new ass after I get done doing what I got to do. I get my two-paid vacation. Shit. You ain't learned, goddammit, they ain't learned from the last month when they had the Capitol rise and y'all still up there pussyfooting hell. Anything moving wrong, I don't care. The square swing his tail the wrong way I'm shooting.
Mm-hmm. I think they just got caught off guard with that shit. I think they was probably chit chatting, eating some donuts or whatever, and then when you look up and go, oh shit, it's too late.
Man, as soon as you hit them goddamn brake squeaking or whatever, goddamn engine revving up, shit, boy, I'm going to trust me.
Because, you know, in reality, it actually hit another car that killed them and fucked them up. So we actually ran into another car. Of that car that he ran into was the one that fucked them up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I don't know. My old thing is I ain't out there.
That's going to delay my stimulus check by about 2 more days.
I know if them motherfuckers don't hurry up. My boy was telling me, came over here, and he was talking about he was in a store, and there was this cat in there talking about his stimulus check. I'm like, why all the motherfuckers dead? Get stimulus checks, that's the ones that deserve it. God damn it. Mm-hmm. Give me my stimulus check. It's getting ready to help all us. That's a boost to go to XM. Shit. That's a boost to go to Sirius. They gonna give it to the motherfucker. Getting all bucked up, and I can't even get mine. I ain't even got one. I ain't got one at all. Hello.
Yeah, I didn't get the first one. They gave me the second one, 600. And I ain't seen from this last one yet.
Nigga, that gave me 600. That gave me a dollar, not a dime, not nothing. Shit. So I'm sitting up here waiting. I did all my taxes done. I'm sitting up here. I'm being content. And every day I motherfucking check, my shit ain't there. Yeah.
Well, they said give them to April 7th.
Oh, they probably put yours in your NWA bank account. And they didn't know that was closed already. You just call them and tell them.
Nigga, if I had an NWA bank account, they damn sure ain't gonna send it to that because we already said fuck the police too many times.
Yeah.
fuck the police. Hey, be like, hey, fuck the police. No stimulus for you.
That's the deal about Donald Trump. But Donald Trump said he's going to sign his name on the check. He signed his name on the check.
Only stimulus you're going to get is that shock treatment they're going to give you and try to bring you back.
Right. The motherfucker going to give you the motherfucking hot, the goddamn clear. Wow. Are you stimulized now, nigga?
If not, they're going to tell my scratch face, do me in the morning.
Do me in the morning. Man, them motherfuckers, they gave me no check. So my boy saying this cat was in there. He was ranting about his shit, you know, and all this and all that. You know what? I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't have no patience. I hate when motherfuckers get some money that I need. And I hate rich people. I hate when motherfuckers win the lottery. Motherfuckers say, yeah, they just won $90 million. I'll be like, bitch, fuck y'all.
Hey, and you know what? It's crazy because my girl was showing me earlier, motherfuckers just won the Powerball in Temecula.
Oh, I hate you, motherfuckers. I hate them. I hate rich people. I hate when they... See, you know, especially the thing about it, the reason why I can say I can hate rich people, because I see rich people doing dumbass shit with their money.
True.
Yeah.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit right there really ticked me the fuck off. I be like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me these niggas in the strip club throwing fucking thousands of dollars at these fucking hoes?
Fucking hoes.
Oh, my God. That shit is fucking outrageous. Oh, yeah. And then the motherfuckers brag about it. Or they online and shit. You just see the niggas making that shit rain. You giving it to these motherfuckers? And...
See, that's why I don't be buying them niggas music either like that. I'll stream it, but I ain't buying shit. So you can go throw my dollar at them bitches.
Oh, that shit hurt. That shit hurt like a motherfucker. Because I'm one of them cats that ain't in the strip club. You know what I'm saying? I've never been in the strip club. But when you see niggas throwing all that fucking money, and now they got the fucking thing where you can just put all your money in there and just shoot that motherfucker like a gun type of shit. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
They making you feel like you doing stuff, but now you're spending more money than you usually do.
But see,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something. A lot of them motherfuckers, when you really look at this shit, they're not going to be rich for long. So, it's almost like if you got $100, you say, all right, I got $100. And then you get down to $80, you say, I got $80. I'm good. You get down to $40, all right, $40. Then you get down to like $20, you be like, oh, shit. Now you sitting up there trying to figure out what the fuck you spent that $100 on. But I'm using it as $100, but you think about $1,000 or $1,000,000 or whatever. You get $1,000,000, you get down to $10,000, you be like, fuck, I had $1,000,000 a few weeks ago. What did I spend it on? Oh, damn, I threw all that money to them bitches. I bought that car. I bought this house. I did. Now your ass damn near broke. You damn near broke. And you sit up there and try. I do it all the time. When I sit around and I say, damn, I had X amount of dollars, and I start trying to figure out where the fuck did it go? Where did that money go? Okay, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that, I did this, I had to pay that, I had to pay that, I had to do this, do this, do that. And then you sit around, you look in your account, and your shit don't look the way it did last week. Motherfuckers don't.
I ain't gonna be like that. Long as you spending money.
Mm-hmm. That's just something that I could never spend no money on. One of my boys had a strip party. I put a dollar in the goddamn girl of D Street, and I stole the dollar back. And when she came back around, I put the same dollar in, and I stole it back.
You know what? That's terrible.
Hey, I'm just telling you what's real. I just don't see how people can throw all them thousands of dollars on these girls. You know, and think that that should fly. But, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I'm not. Do y'all shit. Do y'all that. I got to y'all know how.
You know it's always something going on. Hey, you know it's always something going on in this. You feel me?
I know that was your nigga. Nobody else, nigga, when it comes down to Tyree. Every time Tyree go by, you know that's JoJo house. Yeah, man.
You know, I'm in the middle of the, you know, gang war, so it's shit. It's been cool lately, though. They haven't been not many shootings, but the police been really fucking with motherfuckers lately, though. Like, I seen like 4 accidents. And like 5 block radius.
Yeah, well, they trying to make it better. And then they, you know, they actually trying to be nice to motherfuckers out here. I'm like, yeah, if this would have been about a year or two ago, you would have fucked me up.
Nah, but the cold part about it
is
like when I was sitting at the light, and the cop pulled him over. The cop walks up and just
trying
to open the nigga door.
Oh, no, see, that's all bad.
I was like, oh, shit, I like what the fuck they gave me that. That nigga said, fuck that, he rolled down the window. So you know how the police do that? They want to lean onto your car and look in your vehicle and shit, so if you trying to hide them or they can see what you doing. I'm like, oh, no, nigga, you can't get up in my vehicle like that.
Mm-mm. Nah, people don't know you got the right. You can roll your window up just enough to talk to the motherfucker, but they always try to look to see if there's something they can see to give them probable cause to get in the car, because they actually need a search warrant to even come in your car unless you got probable cause and you do something stupid.
They be like, oh, they be like, hey, do I got consent to search your car? Be like, nope. Searching for what? You pulled me over for traffic violation. Searching my car. Ain't got nothing to do with you pulling me over for a traffic violation.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is bring your watch commander out here, even though I don't like the police, but y'all can get in trouble because now y'all gonna make this nigga come out here. You know he gonna be pissed off.
Right, especially if you clean.
That part, but when you holler watch commander, 9 times out of 10, they ain't gonna let you go.
Man, I'm telling you, I remember I used to have burners in my car. I used to be so nervous. I'd be nervous like a motherfucker. God damn it, they pulling me over. I got my burner.
Yeah, I still carry mine. I'm gonna
be
fucked.
Man.
Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
Being
down here, I got to. Nigga, I'm like the Western days, nigga. I'm not playing none of that, nigga. You get to shooting at me, I'm shooting back.
I hear you. Well, shit, we got about 50 seconds left in goddamn True West Radio. I know it's too late. Y'all can't push the button that fast. 3-2-3-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- damn shit. I put Ali, you know, JoJo, Sweet Pea, Mr. Edwards.
We got the ambassador of Trump.
That's a, we well, thanks for talking, man. Man, 2 West Radio, catch you on Monday. On Mad Monday, 2 West Radio, And we about out to the G.I. Yeah, yeah. That song just make you want to smoke weed.
Get high.
It just want me. I call it Bob.
Is it true that Cypress Hill and them coming back out with a new album?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Buddha Ali.
With Ambassador Trump.
Oh, he
y'all
ain't speaking now.
That new Big Daddy Kane going hard, too. That new
there
Big Daddy Kane. I ain't heard of new Big Daddy Kane. I got to look that shit up.
Yeah,
I didn't even know Big Daddy Kane came out with a new one.
Yeah,
my money's going to be coming out with a new option, though. Let me download it.
Big Daddy Kane got some of that Trump shit.
You told me don't call him with that Trump. I called Big Daddy Kane. Said, okay, boo, don't call with that Trump.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all check this out.
You know I love you,
Buddha,
man. You know I love you, bro.
Everybody I call, they put Isaac Jazzin on the line after I talk with them. Everybody talking about, I'm talking to my investor. Hold on. They click over. Here it is. I'm Isaac Jazzin. I've been all around the world. I'm Isaac Jazzin. I'm assuming what the hell is Isaac. I want to cash out that money. Oh, I'm very busy right now. Okay, just hit me after. I'll talk to you later.
Hey,
bye.
Hey,
so
hey, you see hey, look, you see I hit him with, but I need $1,000. Can you let a nigga hold something? Talk to me after the show.
That nigga shut his phone off. Nigga, you gonna call and go like, you have right, Isaac?
Hey, King Scratch, he done got a zebra repossessed, so how he gonna have some money for you?
Nigga, a donkey, nigga.
That done went and took a strike off the zebra.
They took his herd of goats.
No, that nigga had a donkey with some spray paint, nigga.
Like how they took my zebra.
Nah, man, fuck that. That's why I went back to the store, because that's what I was telling that nigga. I was like, nigga, we done already heard your resume. You got to break it down again. You was fucking with Steven Spielberg, nigga. Or whoever the fuck he said.
That's how I learned geography. I listened to him tell me every country he done did a show on. So I was like, God damn, man, you done been to parts of Africa that Africa don't even know about.
Hell yeah. I think it's probably in the sticks, nigga.
He done did a show in the jungle. I'm like, God damn. You got the damn elephants and the lions to get along just to watch you perform.
Nigga like Jungle Book, nigga, all the goddamn everything getting along. That nigga did a Jungle Book show.
Georgia the Jungle ass nigga.
They real currency
is trading monkeys and shit.
Right.
I give you two baboons for one gorilla.
That motherfucker was there when Simba got threw up in the air type of shit. Nigga, I ain't gonna stereotype the cat, but
yeah,
he's a lot. We're just joking. This is all jokes. We ain't stereotyping.
I know, but he's a fucking liar, the whole thing.
But you know, he's
gonna
be saying that. Hey, let him tell it. His family was they made the movie about him, Blood Diamond.
Mm-hmm. You know I got Blood Diamond.
Yeah, he was going to come into America 1 and 2. He's the one that got his ponytail cut off.
That nigga was over there in the cut. He was in the corner. Look, I'm right there wearing the box. But what in the box?
Yeah,
nah, but
I was the one in the monkey suit.
I'm gonna call him and bust his ass out again.
Oh shoot, man! It probably won't last 30 seconds.
I need a rock real quick.
We should all call that nigga. We should all call him.
That motherfucker would hang up before we say hello.
No, we gotta get booted for the show.
We got a beta bid. Nah, but, you know, all right, it's a waste of time even thinking about, you know, trying to do anything with him. It's just, to me, it's all in fun. He actually stalled him out. He actually can't do nothing for none of us.
Yeah,
you
know he's just artist. He's trying to make it, and that's what it is. He's trying to make it and be famous, and, you know, he just don't know how to humble himself and say, look, I'm a nobody trying to be somebody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you actually say that, you know, humble, being humble is the best thing anybody could be.
He need a
you know what I mean?
I am somebody.
Yeah, but you ain't the body that you say you are. That's the whole thing with him. You know, the thing about it is, if you humble, when you humble, people help. You know what I'm saying? When you not humble, that's when motherfuckers be trying to hit you right where it hurts, like we try to do.
See, I like when guys to say, oh, that sound is universal. And I'm like, you sound with Universal? Yeah. I say, well, hold on. Let me call them right quick. And then I say, get on the line. And I look up. They done hung up. I call them back. Well, what's up, man? I was trying to get on the line. Oh, no, I'm going to see my cousin know somebody at Universal, man. He probably be hooking me up. I say, hell, shit. Damn, 5 minutes ago, you said you signed with Universal. I said, shit, I'll call they bluff in a minute.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And then the main thing about it, when it comes down to Universal, would be like, all right. You know, they signed with, they got a distribution deal where it's kind of like a 50-50 thing or something like that. Oh, yeah, I just signed with Sony. Nigga, you ain't signed with Sony, nigga. You signed with Sony Red, one of them distribution things that everybody got. Anybody can get that distribution. Anybody that writes
it. It might
Sony.
Not even be Sony. It could be Sonyo.
Nigga got Sony with an I on the end.
Well, they got what you call that. They got Sony Red. They got Orchard is Sony. Orchard is on the Sony.
Yep.
You know, Orchard is Sony
yep.
sub label. And they give out a lot of label deals underneath that where they got a full play quick by Sony.
I don't even think Sony Red is active no more.
I think Sony Red sold that division to like some movies or something like that.
Nigga,
you know,
I got that from Skilo. My brother gave me that shit.
Yeah, they got like Orchard is under Sony right now. That's the main one that's giving out. See, Sony gives them X amount of dollars, and then they give the sub labels X amount of dollars, and they're like, okay, we're gonna give each artist $10,000 worth of marketing budget. You know, they go from there, and it's just like, okay, we're going to do an EP deal and give you $10,000 marketing budget. And, you know, so that's, you know, Sony picks up picks up the project and stuff like that, distributors, you know, just, you know,
but,
do a channel.
$10,000 marketing ain't shit.
Well, that's the whole case in point. They give you one Source magazine, a Vibe magazine ad, and two or three radio ads, and that's it.
$10,000.
Well, I need the market.
Oh,
JoJo True West Grow Formula. All organic. And it will work.
Well, you bring your ass up here, we'll film that motherfucker. Shit.
Hey, you seen the picture? Sweet Pea.
Huh?
Do the formula work or not?
The what?
The grow formula. I'm telling you, my shit guaranteed to grow your shit. Vegetables, marijuana,
oh,
tree,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man, grow me a money tree.
You got his tips.
Yeah, grow me a money tree. I'll pay you when it blows.
Hell yeah, nigga. Put $100 bill in the soil. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Man,
I
wish
if it was that easy.
There on the patio, messing with JoJo and the gardeners. It's official
nigga,
out there, man. I'm about to cut down cabbage for Sunday and everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's all good. I mean, we just have to do it to where we could actually, you know, get people to do that shit. He told
hey,
you he ain't. Huh?
Is there any property up, I mean, houses with property up there for rent?
Nigga, everywhere.
No, I need no. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I need something that I ain't got no neighbor.
You ain't got no baby.
Yeah,
no,
I don't need
baby.
No neighbors. Neighbors, because I don't want to shoot a nigga.
Well, shit.
But
there's
I will.
A lot of places that, you know, all the neighbors ain't. I mean, they ain't fucked up. Everywhere I live in the house, the neighbors been cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's
yeah,
tough,
but
you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Because even where I live, my neighbor to my right, if you looking at my house, she over there by herself, and my neighbors to the left, nigga, them motherfuckers over there be wilding like a motherfucker. So they cool, you know. So whatever I do over here, it ain't nothing. I got a preacher
yeah,
and his wife across.
But
the
that
street.
don't mean that motherfucker when they start smelling weed, they be like, oh shit, follow your nose like Toucan Sam.
Oh well. Well, I mean the whole thing about it is the thing about where I live is I'm like nigga three houses down from a school, so that shit's not the question over here. So it's just a point of you coming out here and having a place, you know, finding a place just like that, but you ain't gonna find no damn place in the middle of no motherfucking where. You gotta find some.
Oh, you know what though? I wouldn't mind moving back over because, you know what I mean, if you go, like, you know how you go back around the corner to the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know where the beer factory is down the street on Main?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the park right on the other side behind the train tracks?
Yeah, that's the Bostonian over there when you go across the track.
Yeah, okay, I lived in that house that used to be the bank, that brick house right across the street from the park. Now that motherfucker
mm-hmm.
had some property.
Well, yeah, if you go on the other side of the train tracks, you can find a whole lot. Cause my nigga over there, my nigga John Beach, he bought a house. That nigga got all kinds of shit cracking in. You know, not I mean hell, he got chicken. That motherfucker selling eggs. You motherfucking eggs was like $2. Be like, yeah.
Hey, no, I'm gonna tell you what's good business though, and people might think it's crazy. Quail. And them motherfucking eggs go for like damn near $12 for like six.
Y'all, well, you ain't sure it's nothing about that. Because, nigga, I don't know. Because my mama live, nigga, where niggas be quail hunting. Nigga, the quail land in my mama yard all the fucking time.
The guy be over there picking up them motherfuckers and slinging them.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. That's something different. I'm
yeah,
put them
my boss, you. My ex-boss used to, you know what I mean, he got a farm and shit in his backyard. That's when I first killed my first turkey and gutted that motherfucker and everything.
The motherfucker got quails at by my mama house. Them motherfuckers, quails be chilling in the front yard all the time. Like, I'm going to catch a couple of them motherfuckers and put them in a cage or something. Shit.
Like watch, like when you go in the supermarket and you go over there and just look at the motherfuckers and check out the price. And I'm like, goddamn, these motherfuckers only look like they about a half an inch big. What are they really gonna do for you?
Nigga, you ain't gonna make no omelet with the motherfuckers.
Hell no.
Well, this is what they do with the quails. They use quail. They got a quail ranch there. They use quail eggs. You can buy them at the liquor store. They have quail eggs dipped in tequila, moonshine, and whiskey. But quail eggs is like Viagra. You quail eggs, it's for man and woman. It's aphrodisiac.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, they got the quail for. I got the quail forms up there by my mom. But the motherfuckers is everywhere, nigga. Quails is everywhere out there. I'm going to learn how to catch them.
Oh, shit, I got to post this video. Nigga, while I'm driving today doing DoorDash and pull up and a motherfucking peacock walking down the middle of the, in the hood.
Oh, that motherfucker. When I stayed in Altadena, they was all around that motherfucker. Peacocks was every goddamn way, just bailing. And them motherfuckers, they get up in the trees. They get up in the trees to get the hollering. So people used to come to my house, and they hear the peacocks. They'd be like, what the fuck is that? I'd be like, oh, that's the pterodactyls up there in the mountains. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and the cold part about it is you can't fuck with them.
Oh, they'll beat your ass, bro.
No, not just that, you go to jail, nigga. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You can't fuck with them. But the peacocks will beat your ass, bro.
Them motherfuckers don't get, they puff up and them feathers go up, nigga, look like a fan.
Yeah, you better run, nigga. You better run. It's different. They have to put me in jail. One of them motherfuckers catch me. I walked up on one of them motherfuckers and he did that. That fucking tail came out. I mean, the feather. And I just slowly started backing up.
Oh, sorry, y'all. I missed out. I was watching a confetti, his cameo in that new Oak Cliff video. Y'all see that? Got in there, Young Nino, Yellow Beezy and Trap Boy Freddy got confetti off in there making his cameo. Video just dropped.
Is that right?
Yeah. I just watched it, man. It's on YouTube.
God damn. Big confetti, by the way. Well, it'll be a blind motherfucker. He always be everywhere.
Yeah.
I remember I made his show tape. He was a show tape. He was in New York. I'm going to New York. I need show tape. All right. Motherfucker out there in New York doing the show.
Yeah, he's going to make that highway. It's going to deal about him.
Yeah, well, that's what's up, man. That's why, man, I went on and I got that shot. I need to get some cameos. I need to go, man. I've been sitting in the house for a year. No shows, no tours.
Oh, shit. Well, they said today, they announced that shit, we can start doing shows and shit April 15th.
Yeah, I know, but then the motherfucker said, if you don't have a fucking shot with the paper, you can't go in.
Well, fuck it. So therefore, do shows outside, drive in. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm going to figure out something. I'm going to figure out something. But, see, I still got to do some of those indoor shows, man. That's why I was like, fuck. My wife was like, you going to go and get your shot? I know you're not. I thought about it after watching the news all goddamn morning. I was like, I said, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Shit, I feel the same way. I don't feel bad, nigga. The shit didn't hurt or nothing, nigga. And I'm scared of needles, nigga. I be crying like a bitch when I gotta get a shot. Nigga,
you want me to tell you something? Shots don't hurt.
Nigga, I just don't like the fact a motherfucker putting a needle wherever the fuck they put me.
When a shot hurt, that means you tensing up, you tightening up. That makes it hard on yourself. But if you relax and just like, fuck it, give me that shot. Cause I used to feel the same way when I was little, but now I don't give a fuck. Tattoo,
nigga,
whatever.
I didn't even feel it. I was like, damn. She was like, I'm done, though. Like, because she came to my car. They did the shit in the car. And then so she come walking towards me, the lady, and I'm going, well, you would have to come to me first. You should have went over there to her. And then, nigga, I turned my head, nigga. And then she was like, I'm done. I was like, oh, you are? I didn't even feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because of these goddamn 20-inch pythons, nigga. Jeez, I wish. They got some 10-inch arms, nigga. But, yeah, nigga, that shit didn't even hurt or nothing. Like I said, I was sitting there like, all right, at least we right around the corner from the hospital. And we had to sit there for 30 minutes after it was over. So I'm sitting up there irritated. I'm ready. I was in there doing music and shit. My music thoughts is gone. Then I'm sitting up there thinking about anxiety kicked in. I'm thinking about, what if this shit kill a nigga right now? And then happened. That just didn't happen.
Don't
think
like
they're
asking you, Kate. You gotta stay positive now.
So, yeah, I'm good now. Shit, motherfuckers, it's been, shit, I did that shit at like 8 o'clock this morning. 9 o'clock this morning. I'm good. If that shit was going to do something, it would have fucked me up a long time ago. Unless it's fighting with this beer I'm drinking. We want to kill that nigga, but the beer is holding him up. Ah, shit, I'm cool. I ain't tripping. I mean, fuck, it's done. I wasn't going to do it, but I started looking at all this shit that I want to do, and I'm just going to walk in. It's almost like buying beer when you young. The motherfucker be like, can I see your ID, please?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Be like,
I feel like $1 million when a motherfucker tell me that.
Oh, nigga, they do that shit in Vegas all day. I told the motherfucker, I said, okay, so what I did was, I'm really 17. I dyed my hair gray so I could buy alcohol. Nah. So, I mean, just saying, nigga, so. They'll be like, well, yeah, did you get your COVID shot? I'm going to pull out that motherfucker just like my ID. Bam! Yes, I did. All right, you go ahead. Did you get your... No. All right, well, you got to turn around. Well, I'm with him. You're going to have to wait in the parking lot until I get out, nigga.
You stay waiting in the parking lot.
Yeah, nigga. But, it is what it is, my nigga. I just started. When the motherfuckers talking about, nigga, I'm ready to get on the plane. I'm ready.
Nigga, the day they do that shit, nigga, I walk up and they tell me some shit like that, nigga, I'm suing.
Nigga, if you knew it before you got there, nigga, you can't sue no goddamn body. If a motherfucker say, I come here unless you had a COVID shot and you show up anyway thinking you gonna get in, you're going to jail. Because you can probably going to act the fuck up and they going to handcuff your ass. That's what they doing. Them motherfuckers, you know, as far as like eating and boards and shit like that. But airplanes, shows, they said that shit today. If you don't have that fucking thing showing them that you had the shot, they ain't going to let you in. And I was like, wow, for real? And I start thinking about that shit. This is like, nigga, I was watching the news at 4 o'clock this morning. And just so happened, my wife out there planting watermelons and shit. And she was like, you going to take the shot? I was like, mm-mm. Then she went and made a goddamn appointment. She said, come on, we got to go take the shot right now. I said, I ain't taking that fucking shot. She said, well, just come with me. And when I got down there, I decided, I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm more scared of the guy getting the shot than motherfucker what's going to happen after the shot. I can't stand needles, nigga. I cannot stand fucking needles. And when it was done, I was like, damn, I didn't even feel that. I was like, all right. Now I'm sitting there, but my heart is pumping like a motherfucker because I'm like, what if something go wrong? What if I start feeling fucked up? And I'm telling my wife, she said, well, the hospital right there. All we had to do was shoot across the street, and the hospital was right there. I was like, so anxiety would probably fuck you up more than anything. I like, fuck, shit, I'm good. I was like, shit, I'm good. I got home. I cracked a beer, started making tracks. And I'm sitting up there, and I'm like, am I going to feel fucked up in a minute? No. I felt the same way I felt all morning. Shit. Now, if I catch COVID, I'm about to sue some motherfucking body. Be like, well, you got COVID. Motherfucker, I got the Johnson & Johnson one shot because I told my wife, if it's that two-shot shit, I ain't going back to get the second. Fuck that. It's just a one-shot deal.
And you know the cool part about it is? They give you the vaccine first, right? And they say when you go back, they give you the COVID shot.
I don't know. I already got that. Johnson and Johnson is only one shot.
No. Only reason why I say that, because my uncle and auntie and them did it. And they be like, and now they talking about, oh, you need to go get the shot and this and this and that. But nigga, you talking about you was sick for like 4 or 5 days after you got the second shot? You got me fucked up.
Mm-mm. No. Because, see, my sister-in-law, she got it first. And then she was like, please let me be, she said she was praying, please let me be all right, because if I'm not all right, they ain't going to get that shot. I went all the way up until we pulled up in the motherfucker. I wasn't planning on getting that shit. I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm 53. I gotta make sure I'm cool. And I start thinking about like all the shows. I'm like, damn, I could do some shows. I could do all this shit that other motherfuckers can't do. All I gotta do is flash my card. I'm like, fuck it. Give me the card. It's like having a motherfucking weed card, my nigga.
Hey, Scratch, I done bought you a ticket to the 6ix9ine show. He's going to be in Dallas on May 15th. I done bought you a ticket, front row seat.
Look, you don't even know my name. Why the hell you got me a ticket?
Yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine. I bought you a front row ticket to him. May 15th, he's going to be in Dallas.
That show would not go down. Not if I'm in that bitch.
Yeah, I got you a front row seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just call the people that you know in the jail. Let them know that I need a comfortable cot.
Yeah.
Tell them I need a comfortable cot. Look.
He gonna recruit you. He said he got to go on tour with real gangsters so he can have a pass in California.
Let that motherfucker pay me, nigga. I had that nigga set up so cold. Nigga, you talking about some deception. That motherfucker come out here. I'll be like, yeah, come on, man. We got you, man. I get that 25 racks. Yeah, you go. Yeah, all right. Thank you. Man. I had some cement shoes waiting for his ass. He come out here to Cali. We throw that nigga right off the Santa Monica Pier. Him and his boys. Oh, y'all about to sleep with the fishes. Hell, don't say that shit, man. What the hell wrong with you? That nigga's gonna sit tell me some Tekashi shit. Nah, are you fucking serious? Yeah. Now you about to make the goddamn corona shot fucking flare up.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, brother. It's all good, man. Don't say that though. That's out of bounds, bro.
That boy,
Takashi. That could have been. You could have said anybody else but that motherfucker. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. About to make me fall out my damn chair. Nah, but don't worry about it. I already said he getting ready to get fried before summertime anyway. Watch. They had a little documentary on the nigga I was watching. Yep. Keep running your goddamn mouth. That nigga game said, yep, he know who to talk crazy to and who not to. He come out to L.A. and get fried, boy.
Hey, yeah, you know it.
I mean, Biggie was a good ass rapper, but nigga, he was into it with my boy. And when the motherfuckers was talking about, when he made, I'm going back to back to Cali, I was like, nigga, you bet not come out here. And look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga, you can't be sitting up there. You can't. There's certain things you can't do. And I know for a motherfucking fact, Tekashi 6ix9ine did not never show his ass up in California. At all. That was just motherfucker sitting up there. Yeah, I can't wait till his bitch ass get out here. The last time he was out here.
Oh, you know, YG been waiting on him, and everybody was waiting on him.
Mm-hmm.
Last time.
But see, what the motherfucker did was he was like, he had filmed himself, right? And we're like, yeah, nigga, I'm down here. I'm down in Hollywood. Whoop the whoop the whoop the whoop the whoop. He filmed himself and then posted this shit like an hour later.
Well, yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it. He know that.
So when that nigga said he was in Hollywood, the motherfucker, man, it had to be about 100 motherfuckers. And they went up in the hotel where he said he was at. Oh, they was all in the hotel looking for that nigga.
He ain't welcome back no more, I bet.
Oh, no. Nah.
I bet you he can come back.
Because he wasn't even in that hotel.
That boy is an idiot. I've been trying to see now who should I write a letter to, because I don't feel like, as a taxpayer, that I should pay taxes for him to run around and do that with security. Like, he should be exempt from that. He didn't do it enough just in this little time.
He can get ready to go back to jail, or somebody can get ready to get him. That's all it is. He's already pissed on the whole. And I ain't give up that time, nigga. Soon as this value was gone, nigga, what are you here for? So now all your protection is gone. You run around there yelling bloods, nigga. You ain't no blood. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, dedication goes to the motherfuckers who you rep, nigga. You repping, nigga, but you ain't that. Nigga, they about to get that nigga so many high ones. Watch what I say. Huh? I fuck up here anyway. I got to finish this track.
That's because they told him they would protect him. You know, he think he can run around here doing anything.
As long as he bleeds, that's all the camera. If you want to sit around and act like you super hard and you the motherfucker, everybody fucking bleeds. That ain't kill some of the motherfucker most popular, dopest motherfuckers in the world because they feel like they couldn't bleed. Even my nigga Pop, they killed my nigga Pop because he felt like he was invincible because he had got shot 9 times before. But it's not, you can't do some of the things that you do. And then Biggie, he was just a casualty. He really wasn't talking as much shit as my nigga was. You know what I'm saying? He just shouldn't have came to Cali. Because when the motherfucker said, "Hey, we going to Cali," he should have been like, "Hell no, I ain't going down there." Not right when Pop died. Nigga, hell no. I ain't going to California. Fuck what you talking about. I ain't going.
See, I learned back then about trying to prove yourself and prove your innocence and show people how real you is. And that's what happened to them too.
And they happened to them while they young. Right now, shit, yeah. Shit, I consider myself an old head, so whatever happened to me, it's gonna happen. But I'm not getting ready to bite my tongue to no motherfucking body about, you know, what the fuck it is or what's going on or some face to face or some beef or whatever. I'm not gonna bite my tongue about it.
I done made
it over the milestone. I never think I was gonna make. So. Nigga, they said I wasn't going to hit the 21, 18. When I hit those motherfuckers, 25, I was like, oh, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me being over 50, I ain't biting my tongue to nobody. I can't do it because I survived this long through all the gang banging, dope slanging, and all this shit. And now I'm getting ready to back down to some old pussy motherfucker trying to tell me how I supposed to do things or something. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife argue about that shit all the time. She says, somebody's going to fuck you up. And I'm like, I hope so.
You tripping.
I hope so. Maybe I need it. But then what do you think is going to happen after that? She one of them type of women. She hide every, try to hide all the girls. You know, think that I got some other girls and she don't know where they at. I'm just saying. I ain't no bitch motherfucker. Never have been, never will be. And niggas could fap their gums all they want to. If Tekashi was fapping his gum to me, that'd be a rap for him. It's just some people that just need to go bye-bye, you know, fuck all that. But in any case, man, I'm about to roll up off of this joint, man.
Yeah, y'all can stay there. Kick back for last of the night.
Oh yeah, because your brother called, he said, who went out first? I think it was Wednesday. He's like, who went out first? I was like, all y'all motherfuckers was asleep. I don't think Sweepy was on here.
I wasn't even feeling good.
I think all the motherfuckers was asleep. I was sitting up there talking to my goddamn self.
That don't make no sense.
Hey, you know what? Tomorrow I might do a I might do a pop-up show tomorrow. I'll call y'all and let y'all know. But, I'm about to do these tracks while I can. It's still early. It's only 8:34 out here, so I can do, try to get this track together. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. I'll let y'all know we're going to do a pop-up show, especially if Scotty come by.
Okay,
all right.
Y'all.
All right, bro. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
All right, yeah.